You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Sligo, a 7-race card on the flat to look forward to there, including the Connaught Oaks. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good. Thanks, Mark.
Good man. Bit of a tricky card in Sligo tonight.
Yeah, nothing really floats my boat there tonight. Not to mention the fact the ground's going to be absolutely bottomless. They've had loads of rain over in Sligo. It was already soft, heavy in places, but it's just about scraped by a morning inspection. I actually think there's another one during the morning as well, just to kind of monitor things. So, yeah, stamina's going to be at a premium there tonight. You want something that's got a bit of heavy ground form. And a few horses there have actually got that and at the track, so it's probably not as bad as what it does appear.
Yeah, just an update on the inspection situation. It's currently raceable, but they're going to inspect again at midday, so we'll see how we stand there. But let's look at the action anyway. Hopefully it'll go ahead. The 5:30 is the first race, and we start here with an EBF auction maiden over 7 furlongs, and Gossip Central is a 3-1 market leader. 7-2 for Wexford Voice. Outlaw Blues is 11-2. It's 6-1 for Camille, 8-1 for Nothing Sinister, and 9s are bigger for the others. But there has been a bit of a move on Rock of Gold at big prices, 16s into 10s at the time of recording this. What do you make of the opening race, Andy?
That make a lot of it, to be honest, Mark. There's so little to go on, and the ones who have got form don't look any good. And none of them have got soft or heavy ground form. Two-year-olds as well, first time they're going to be racing on ground as bad as this. So, yeah, I mean, literally your guess is as good as mine. It's going to be 3-4-1 the field. And obviously we've got to take notice of anything that's been well backed, which two horses seem to be coming in for a little bit of support this morning. One of them an unraced horse, Rock of Golf, an unlikely source as well. Emmett Mullins, he won't have that many horses that he wins with, particularly two-year-olds, so keep your eye on them. Continued money in the direction of that filly. A bit of money for Nothing Sinister as well. Obviously connections to that one are going to be hoping it runs a bit better than it did on that debut, but to be fair, Hedwyn Lynham's horses are in absolutely spankingly good form at the moment, so not one to disregard lightly. We've got a couple of unraced ones from Powerful Yard. Jim Bulger's got Wexford Voice, and the informed Jessica Harrington's got Camille. And of the ones who've got form, probably the best two on the paper would be Gossip Central. At least that horse has run round here. That's a positive. Finishing runner-up behind the Prendergast horse, Wrath Bride Raven. Of course, back in third was Greyscope, who's won subsequently. I'd probably have a little bit of a small look here at Outlaw Blues. Now, this would just be a token recommendation of a horse just to keep an eye on rather than any general bets in this race. I thought he shaped quite well first time up for Adrian Keithley, the Courier, in a hot maiden won by Shogun. Lots of race watchers and analysis are suggesting that Shogun could easily make into a pattern performer. Time will tell whether that's going to be true, but the fact that horse only got beat 6 lengths by the Aidan O'Brien horse suggests that he showed a good bit, and I've watched the tape back this morning and he kept on quite willingly. He hasn't got a great draw here tonight. Of course, we don't know where they'll go on the ground, but at least that Curra Maiden looks a stronger event than most of what these have taken part in, so very, very small interest on Outlaw Blues.
Outlaw Blues and the selection in the first for Andy. And onto the second race, which is the 6 o'clock. This one is a nursery over 7 furlongs. Only 4 of them in the lineup here. And we've got 6-4 joint favourites at the time of recording this, with Touch of Frost and Berlioz at the head of the market. 4-1 for Athersack, and Trenchtown Rock completes the lineup at 7-1. Not always the easiest puzzles to solve, these little 4-runner races, Andy. So who do you side with in there?
Again, another real nasty one. Only 4 runners, but none of these have been on, well, say none of them, only one horse has been on real testing conditions, and that's Touch of Frost, and he's the horse I'm going to go with. At least he's shown a little bit when there's been ease underfoot. He was run up behind Argentiero at Nace back in April, and then he ran in a very hot race at Nace the next time when he was fourth behind, actually, Coventry favourite. I think the favourite for the Coventry round two went, he went off favoured at Royal Ascot. He won that race. Argentiera second, and Waterloo Bridge, of course, who was third that day, went on to win the Windsor Castle. So he was sort of up against it there. I thought he was a bit disappointing the last day. Now, whether that was due to the fast ground or not, I don't know, but he faded quite tamely in the latter stages. If you look at his run style, the way he runs, he's often up with the pace and then fades late on. You think, well, is he going to get home here? But I'd probably give him the benefit of the doubt, being as he's up against horses that have just been basically a couple of stone better than him. But this is very much more his kind of grade, you'd imagine. I mean, Berlioz showed a little bit last time out. The Curran's definitely going the right way on the evidence of that. There's been money for Brendan Dewcourt this morning, Athersack, but I mean, she's done nothing in three starts. She's beat one horse home in three starts, so how you could back that one, God only knows. Obviously, she's by Manduro, might appreciate a stiffer test of stamina, but it's a massive leap of faith. So, in an absolute horrible nursery, I'd probably go with Touch of Frost.
Touch of Frost then in the 6 o'clock. The 6:30 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs. The market headed by Bonya, who's 3-1. 6-1 for Chilly Billy. Straight of Zanzibar is 7s. Lord Carlton is 8-1 with Ua Jock. 8-1 also for Vasoni. Hurricane Twister is 9s with Botanical Lady, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Plenty of handicappers we know quite a lot about in here, Andy. So which one comes home in front?
Yeah, tricky one again. So many horses have got form on soft or heavy ground, and quite a few of them seem to come alive here at Sligo, most notably Vasoni. I mentioned this horse last week on the podcast and thought that she'd run a good bit better than she actually did behind Chilly Billy, who took that race, of course, last week at the Galway Festival. But the ground actually probably dried out a little bit too much for Timothy Dahl's 7-year-old mare. But if you have a look at her overall profile, when she gets a real mud bath, which she's going to get here tonight, and Sligo, that's a fairly deadly combination for this filly by Redback. And it wouldn't surprise me if she outrun her odds here tonight. She's around about 8-1 this morning on the morning line. So you'd certainly give her a shout. Botanical Lady, her only victory came on soft ground. That was at Galway, similar track to this, of course, and has got stall one. And probably just didn't get the trip last time out at Killarney. Hurricane Twister could be very dangerous here off the front as well. Three starts to go on heavy ground. He actually lowered the colours of subsequent Galway winner Laviniad, which at the time seemed a bit of a shock. But if you have a look at that horse's career victory, 3 wins, all on heavy ground, and he's going to likely make the running here tonight. So could get a bit of a solo at the head of affairs. And then you've also got Bonya, who ran in a 0-105 of all things last time out, went £10 out of the handicap, and actually was in the process of running its face off when getting no run up the stand side rail. She was actually coming with what looked a potent looking threat up the inside rail around about the furlong pole, only to get the door slammed in her face. I think she would have been placed that day, and you have to ask yourself, a horse that would have been placed in 0-105, what on earth is it doing in this kind of race? Prior to that, she'd won in a good time, beat subsequent winner Battle of the Boyne at the Curra, has got form around Sligo, likes soft ground. So as you can imagine, as I'm previewing this race, I'm giving 3 or 4 a chance in this race. What would I back? I think Bonya is the most likely winner, but she's plenty short and also, just at the prices, I do think Vasoni will outrun her odds here. I think she's a good bit better than what she showed the last day, and Sligo, heavy ground, that combination, might just see her run a much better race than her odds imply.
Vasoni for Andy then in the 6:30. The 7 o'clock is the fourth race on the card. This is the Connaught Oaks. It's a filly's handicap over the extended mile and a half, and Sierra Sun is the 15-8 favourite this morning. Ceylon is 9-2, 5-1 for Oceana Queen. Placer is 6-1, 7 to what lies ahead, and Sister Cartage and 15-2 for Break My Mind. We'll start with the market leader here, Andy. Sierra Sun ran a big race in a hot Galway handicap last time. The visor goes on for the first time here, but dropping in trip and the ground is, well, she should go on the ground, but it's not proven. So how do you see it going?
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? You know, it's all about having form on yielding or yielding to soft, and everyone thinks, oh, automatically you're going heavy. But heavy around here at Sligo, you just need a horse who's coped with these kind of conditions before, and she hasn't. And with that in mind, at 15-8, she doesn't make that kind of appeal to me anyway, personally. I'd certainly give Oceana McQueen a shout. She looks in good form, and other than one poor run down in Killarney, she'd have a bit of a chance here. But again, similar to the favourite, she's got no form on this ground as bad as this. So that slightly worries me about her. So I'm only really left with perhaps a couple of choices here at the prices. And I'm going to go with Cillian here, a horse that I tipped early on in the season. Incidentally, when she won here at Sligo on heavy ground, so she's got proven course and distance form, which has to be vital in a race like this. And by and large, she's held her form pretty well in runs subsequently. It was a good run the other day down in the Curra over 2 miles. She obviously stays beyond a mile and a half, which you're going to need here tonight. an awesome star who was second in that race. Once again, run another Herculean race at Galway and finishing second to Modem in that hot two-mile amateur rider race on day one of the Galway Festival. So overall, I think Cillian, around about 5-1 this morning, represents the value there in that 6-7 o'clock.
On to the 7:30 next race, 5 on the card, and this one is a handicap over a mile and a half as well. Swamp Fox is the market leader and being supported from 13-8 into 11-8. 92 for Duke of Medina, 7-1 for Magic Kitten, 9-1 for Chicago Dancer, and 10s and double figure prices for the others. Swamp Fox might have to be pretty well named because it might be like a swamp by 7:30, and the rightful favourite here.
Yeah, definitely want the old snorkels and goggles here, won't we, for the 7:30. And hopefully this horse will handle it. Certainly handled cutting the ground or plenty of it when third, and are staying on third at that as well, at Killarney, two starts ago, behind Lagos de Vegas, who got robbed of a opening juvenile hurdle victory last night by a 33-1 outsider. And then went to the Galway Festival and bumped into that horse I napped last week, the very much well-handicapped older horse, Bog War. Of course, has been in fantastic form over hurdles, and really, you know, he couldn't fail but take advantage of that mark. But staying on very strongly was John Joseph Murphy's Charge. He was well back in the pack as well at halfway from his high draw, and Wayne Lorne had to sit and suffer until he got a little bit of daylight. But in the latter stages, he flew home. He actually gave me a heart attack in the latter part of that race. I thought he was going to come and doom Liam Cusack's Charge, but luckily Bog War hung on by the skin of his teeth. But the way that Swamp Fox is shaping, that was two good runs now back-to-back. He's obviously improving at a rapid rate of knots. And this looks an absolute desperate heat. You've got Duke of Medina, Magic Kitten are the only two horses with soft ground. I mean, you can obviously factor those two in and give them chances. But, you know, this Swamp Fox hasn't got any well-handicapped horses against him here tonight. He's got no Bog War in the race. And I think he's going to be one of the most heavily backed horses on the card tonight. So he rates the nap.
Okay, best bet on the card for Andy then in the 7:30 Swamp Fox. 8 o'clock is the penultimate race this evening. It's a handicap over the extended mile and a quarter. And Rock Critic is the 3-1 favourite, 7-2 for Zebek. Way down south is Sixers with Gentleman Duke, 7-1 for Jeremy's Girl, bit of a nibble from 15-2, 7-1 for Manny Owens, and 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. Talk us through your thoughts in the 8 o'clock, Andy.
Yeah, two horses that stand out here, and not one of them is Rock Critic anyway. I'm not absolutely totally convinced this horse is as good as what he was. He's a 10-year-old now, and asking him to race a mile and a quarter on heavy ground, I mean, that's asking a lot. I think he wants a bit shorter than this nowadays, or certainly on ground as bad as what it's likely to be tonight. So the two that stand out here to me are Zebek and Jeremy's Girl, the other two horses in the race with soft or heavy ground form. Zebek has his best run on his dance card here at Sligo when he won earlier on in the season, and he's run pretty much according to his rating subsequently. He finished fourth in the Ulster Derby down in Downroar behind Botany Bay. The second and third, Fields of Athenry and Brightly Shine, and have both won since, so that's good form. He bumped into his a very good horse at Dundalk on his next start, Outspoken, who I think could be a pattern race horse in the making. And there was nothing wrong with that run at Leopard Sand the other day behind Castle Guest. It was a bit of a wild finish, but Zebek once again, you know, he did his best in the light of that in that particular contest. So he's likely to make the run in here as well, Zebek. That's pretty much how they like to ride him nowadays. They've finally found the key to him, and I think around about 7-2 this morning, he represents probably one of the best bets in this particular race. But do keep an eye on also on Jeremy's Girl as well, another horse who loves soft ground. You can forget her recent runs, they haven't been on ground which has been suitable. But if you go back in her career, you probably have to go back a little while. Most of her best form is on soft or heavy underfoot conditions. She's going to get that here tonight. So Leslie Winters is 6-year-old. He's definitely worth a small look at a price. But the number one choice at the price this morning at 7-2 is Zebek.
Zebek Crandy then in the 8 o'clock. The final race this evening is the 8:30. We finish here with a race over a mile and a quarter. We've only got three runners here, and Sidra is the 2-7 market leader, 5-2 for Nebula, and Mr. Wright is 25-1. Might not be much of a betting angle in here, Andy, unless you can take on the favourite. What do you make of it?
No, I can't really, no. I mean, Nebula was so disappointing at the Curran debut this season that you'd have to suggest that Sidra's chances here are fairly obvious to everyone. She ran in a hot race down in Killarney at the festival the other day, beyond on a pedestal. The third horse has won subsequently, Princess Aloof. She went on to score last week at the Galway Festival. The form looks rock solid. She's got form on soft ground. And, you know, Dermot Wells' horse is, by and large, still in good form. I know he didn't set the world alight at Galway Festival, but he still actually managed to be top trainer, amazingly, on the count back, as it were. He had five winners, but he got loads of placed horses as well. So his sort of Ballybrit title is still very much intact. And as we saw last night, they're still continuing to run well. He had a couple of winners down in Cork, both of them unbelievably well ridden by Pat Smullen, who's right on top of his game. So it's a bit of an uninspiring selection, as the odds suggest, but Sidra really ought to win the last.
All right, let's have a quick summary as always, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Sligo one more time.
Yeah, I haven't done an Irish card for a long time, which has left me as cold as this one, but here's the selections anyway. Outlaw Blues in the first. I'm going to go with Touch of Frost in the 6 o'clock. Bonya's the one to beat in the 6.30, but maybe Vasoni back on home soil on heavy ground might be able to run a bit better than she did down in Galway. Cillian did me a turn early on the season when winning over course and distance, so she'll do for me there in that Connaught Oaks Fillies handicap. Swamp Fox is the best bet of the night in the 7.30. I'll go with Zebek in the 8 o'clock, who made all the running around this track on heavy ground early on in the year. And finally, Dermot Weld should leave Sligo tonight, not empty-handed. And with a visor on for the first time, she should be one for short price favourite backers.
Superb. Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Sligo this evening.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.